This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for the wisdom and the knowledge that we get over here at 425, teaching us to understand God, understand what God is requiring, that we live holy. I'm walking upright before God, keeping all of His commandments as I am being taught. And thanking God for our leader who teaches us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of what God is requiring. And I'm thanking God we have a teaching priest. We're worshiping the true God. We have His law. And we are the people of God. Now I present unto you a great leader, our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, to our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. I want to talk about being quickened today. Before we get into that, the way of righteousness. Thank God. Beautiful. Keeping His commandments. Thank God for our choir. Deacon Debbie, our announcements. Thank
God. You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at the www.godscovenantchurch.org. www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, the life she lived. And through her, our great Pastor Philip and our Bishop Dorothy. They're with God now. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Now, I haven't heard these statutes and judgments and this word from any other minister but our great late Pastor Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy and our great Bishop Barfield. I've heard others talk about the commandments every now and then, maybe make mention, but they were Sunday keepers. They weren't Sabbath keepers, so they talked about something they didn't believe in. That's like saying you live for God, but you're a liar. The commandments is God's word, and it is the way of righteousness. Isn't that beautiful? And God set us up here for a higher calling. In order to get to God, we must be quickened. And quickened is just inspired to do a thing. That's quickening. You can hear God's word and be quickened. And we should all be quickened when you're chosen. You will be. If you are chosen and predestinated, you will be quickened by God's word or some event from God. Isn't that beautiful? Because God speaks to his people in many different ways at sundry times. Not just through words, but through actions. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Ephesians 2 and 1. We have been quickened, and we want to stay quickened, stay inspired, stay stirred, because that's all quickened is, being stirred for God. Isn't that beautiful? Stirring us up, inspiring us. Isn't that beautiful? Ephesians 2 and 1.
"And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins."
Dead. That means when we came into this life, before we found out, all from a child on, we always heard about God, the word God. But it comes a point when we are quickened. Now, if you hear about God all your life, you're hearing about traditions and things that you've heard about God. And for the most part, we heard about it from people that didn't know God.
Yes.
And this didn't start 10 years ago. It started eons ago. It's always been like that. From day one, we didn't know the maker. We are just in a place where we've been put here. And there's a system we have to learn. If we ever get to the Father, you start out by honoring mother and father here. Because that's a training. That's a schoolmaster. So if you can't honor your mother and father here, how are you going to honor the Father who created all of us? How can you do that? "You hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." What?
"Wherein, in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world."
What?
"According to the prince of the power of the air."
Now remember, the power of this air you breathe
right.
is the devil. Because he's the prince of the power of it. Mm-hmm. So when you come into life, you take in that enemy. That's what it's telling you. "According to the prince of the power of the air." The power of the air you breathe is this devil.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The spirit, because it's the spirit.
Right.
That what?
"That now worketh in the children of disobedience."
So even though we all came to this life, naturally we are disobedient to parents. But we have to learn and be born all over again. You must obey your parents. God holds them accountable through the devil, because the devil gets you too if you don't obey your parents. Isn't that what we brought up?
Yes.
You didn't get it, you got a scolding, right? But your parents don't take you to perfection because they don't know about it. Because they haven't been told that, and those that did know, it fell by the wayside. And for eons, we've been thinking, man, nobody's perfect, which is not true. We live perfect. We that strive to live for God and that are faithful to God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 15 and 1. So it's beautiful how God is bringing his people that are predestined up, training you. If you can't love your mother and father, if you can't honor, that's why the first to honor thy father, but if you can't honor your mother and father here, how can you honor God? That's a schoolmaster. It starts there.
Yes.
That's the way you can understand the concept, right? And you understand the concept of forgiving. What child won't forgive his child, what parent won't forgive his child if they ask right. Right? That's the way God is. 15:1.
Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem.
Now these were churchgoers. Same thing today. Most of the people that come to us are churchgoers. A person that's not thinking about living for God, they probably would love a righteous person, their actions. But these are churchgoers that we have problems with. That's what Jesus had problems with, churchgoers of Jerusalem. What?
Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition
so
of the
elders? So we're asked the same thing. Why you all don't wear, why you women don't wear pants? Because that's not God's way. This is the course of the world. The world brought this in because the world wasn't always like that. But if you go back and watch videos and tapes and history, women wore dresses. They dressed that becometh a woman. And the world copied those saints that were dressing that way. Because the church have always led the way in the way of behavior. Read.
Yes. For they wash not their hands when they eat bread.
Now, wait a minute. It was never about offending God. It's about the traditions of the world. They don't wash their hands. Natural stuff. It had nothing to do with God. The traditions of this world have nothing to do with God. They're for the people's pleasure. All of these holidays and all the things we do, birthdays, is to make somebody's carnal mind happy, not God. God didn't ask for that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandments?
Now, wait a minute.
God?
Think about this. And as I was just meditating on it, the preachers say, well, the commandments of God is done away with. Then why would God say, you people breaking God's commandments by your tradition? Why would you say that they're done away with? If he came to nullify it, why would he be concerned about you breaking it? When he knew you couldn't keep it. But that ain't what he's saying. He said, now, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by the traditions you do? And somebody should have said, oh, well, I thought you came to get rid of that. He didn't come to get rid of that. Is that just common sense reading that? Why would God try to instill us to keep something that you couldn't do? Why would he do that? That's unjust. I want anybody to listen. If you stop by, stay right there. Don't go. Read it again. What does that fourth verse say?
But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God?
You're transgressing God's commandment
by your tradition.
Because that is the way of life. That's what God is calling for. What?
For God commanded, saying.
But wait a minute. God commanded what?
Honor thy father.
Wait a minute.
And
that
mother.
Means they're still valid.
All right.
Now, if honor, he's telling you the part that's really relevant to us more so because we can understand it, the father and mother and killing and adultery and all that. What about the rest? That's still there, too. The commandments are the commandments. You can't break them. That's what everybody said. You can't break God's word. This is God's word, right?
Yes.
So anybody listening to this video or this tape should understand commandments not done away with because that's what God was trying to get us to do. Why are you transgressing the father's commandment by your traditions? We're talking about. We're here on the Sabbath. Now, the Lord said, if one is not in the congregation on the Sabbath, you're transgressing. You are in sin. You die. That's what God said. So for years, people have been going on Sunday thinking that was the day of rest. But that's the course of the world. That's just a tradition that wasn't given by God because you can't break God's words. How plain is that? If you can't break God's word, how can you take out, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? How can you do that? And this broadcast is not about a day. It's about a way, which includes all 10, not just a day. Isn't that beautiful? Know that. We want those that watch this to be stirred. And if you're a sheep and you're predestined, you will be said, wait, this makes sense to me, because the Lord said, my sheep hear my voice. I'm going to bring what the word say. Why should bringing the commandments, why should that offend anybody when that's what God is calling for? Why do you transgress God's commandment? Because it's valid. That's what it's saying, right?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 6 and 59.
6 and 59.
Let's let the word talk and not us project what we think it means. Listen to the one that God sent to give you the meaning of it. Because that's, and they're going to give you the meaning according to scripture, not according to what you imagine. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 6 and 59.
These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum.
What?
Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying.
Ooh, this is a hard saying. Mm-hmm. Because many things we say is a hard saying because of one reason. It's against the course of the world. It's against the traditions of the fathers. God's where you got nothing to do with birthdays. Not that we don't honor a person's birthday, but that's not in the doctrine. If we don't sing happy birthday, you don't get no spirit. And if I don't get you a gift because of birthday, don't get no spirit. Because God didn't tell us to do that. We show love 24/7. We don't need an event like a birthday or a holiday to give a gift. We don't need Christmas in the show that we give in love. We give in love as the Spirit of God move us to give in love all year round. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you?
They weren't inspired. Some weren't. Some weren't quickened, but some were. What?
What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before?
What?
It is the Spirit that quickeneth.
Because all they were talking about, he said, except the man eat my flesh, all they saw was natural. And it's about the words he spoke. It's the spiritual, not the natural. Natural don't profit. It's the spiritual mind that profits. What?
It is the Spirit that quickeneth.
What?
The flesh profiteth nothing.
So the Spirit has got to quicken us. Inspire us. That's why I say again, if word, God's word is going forth, you just sit there. How's the word doing anything for you? But if you say, well, thank you.
Yes.
Wait a minute. That's in quickening you. That's got your attention. God quickened Moses by letting that bush shine. When he saw it, that quickened him.
Yes.
Inspired him. Let me see what this is all about. When they see our life, if they're chosen, you should be able to say,
beautiful.
I want to talk to you. Why are you like you are? That's what I felt when I met Sister Liberta. She caught my attention. First of all, she did. Yes. Elder Batiste caught my attention with Sister Batiste.
Yes.
I said, wait a minute, what is this? And thank God I was able to see the difference, the change.
Yeah,
my mother said she was saved and she loved the Lord, but she didn't have the life she had. She had action.
Yes.
I saw it. And everything I tried to say and get excited about the course of the world, the way the world was treating me in my venture, she never got excited behind that. She was glad for it, but she never acted like, oh yeah, let's do it. You're gonna be a big person. She didn't do all that. She said, well, that's nice. What was that? I was being quickened by her testimony.
Yes, Lord.
And by her demeanor. Inspired me. I got to cry. I said, wait a minute, maybe I'll come out here for more than one reason.
Sheep, yes, Lord.
Her life did more preaching than anything else. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Because I knew her life, who she was like.
Yes.
And it was a complete change. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they
and
are life.
They are life. What?
But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning.
From the very beginning, mm-hmm. who it was.
Who?
That was going to betray him.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And when you close to God, you can tell too. Just who is on board and who's not. Start off right, ends up right. Start off wrong, pretty much of what's going to be. Did you know that? That's why it's good to tan children when they're in the chair little. Says Pastor Brown said they won't go to the electric chair. Train them, because after about 3 or 4 or 5 years, you already see what they're going to be. Now, if they'll yield to God, some have that vision. If God give you the vision, fine. He ain't gave me that vision. He ain't gave me, says, Sister Jean, you ain't going to never make it. And if God gave it to her, why would I tell her that? Because God is merciful.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Three.
Yes. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who would betray him.
What?
And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father.
Didn't everybody know that? So don't be on your job trying to draw your companion. It is going to be disaster.
All right,
they'll draw you out of here.
Yes.
Very few want to come in here.
Yes.
Behind a life unless they're chosen.
Exactly.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go beautiful. To 32nd verse. No, Ephesians 6 and 12. Let's go
right,
there.
Beautiful.
Yes. It's a slow rain. But the good news is the clouds has given it up.
All right.
Rain.
All right.
You don't want to stand up in a cloud, no rain. So where's the rain? And sometimes you get showers, and sometimes you get soaking wet.
All right.
Okay?
Yes, Pastor.
Rain.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
That's what our whole plight here in this world is about, principles. Whether your principles are Muslim or Church of God in Christ, it's principles.
Yes.
And everybody share the same principles except you're living holy.
Yes.
If you're living holy, you share the same principles. If you're not, all your principles are really basically the same. They all fit like a glove.
Yes.
Isn't that something to know
yes.
that?
Yes.
Read.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world,
mm-hmm.
against spiritual wickedness in high places.
What?
Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God,
what?
That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Let's go to 2 and 1 again. What does it say?
Yes, 2 and 1 says, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins.
What?
Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power
according
of the air.
To the power, because the power of the air is that devil, and he has influenced all of these different things. Anything he influenced, cable, all that mess. What was it for? To crowd God out of your life. On your job, he give you extra work, especially if he know you're a workaholic, to crowd God out of your life. Anything that you're vulnerable, he got it waiting for you to take God away from you. That's what he does.
Yes, Pastor.
We need to know that.
Yes.
Right. But if you've been quickened, been inspired, well, no, I'm taking somebody with me. No, I can't come to cousin's Chuck E. Cheese. I'm going to church today. You have to be inspired to implement God's word. And you're inspired through precepts and examples. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Galatians 4 and 8. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
Thank God. For understanding.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have to have a whole bunch of sounds going on with the bass. I don't need an organ going on with the piano. I don't need that stuff to be inspired. I don't need music to be inspired. What inspires me is the word.
Yes.
That inspires me. Galatians 4:8.
Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods.
That's what we did to nature, to service by those that were not God. All of these different things we are part of, and mostly everything we've been a part of is something you have to buy. Spend money to get money, or spend to make somebody happy. That's not necessarily the way it should be in God. God is not calling for all that. But that's make others, their own minds feel, I'm a good person. It has nothing to do with living holy. It has nothing to do. That's just the course of this world, the way people work. Read.
But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God.
What?
How
in other words,
ye...
you're here, but some still don't know God. But what's more important, rather are known of God. What?
How turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage?
What are these desires? Well, after work, they're having a little gathering. I got to go to church tonight. And you try to make these gatherings. Next thing you know, you're running late. Just any little thing. This is the course of the world. But to say, no, I can't do that on Tuesdays. I have to be somewhere. I can't stay past this time. And to mean it.
Yes.
One day I was working and I had to get this case out. And Renzo, I got the case out and I got home. It was about 3:30. I just got home about 2 or something. He called me and said, I need you to come back and do so-and-so. I said, no, I can't do that. I said, Renzo, there's traffic. By the time I get back there, the traffic, he said, I can't do that. I said, no. I'll come early in the morning, but no, I have things to do tonight. I have to be in service. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. If he had fired me, it would have been no problem.
No.
It's always like that when you're first young, a guy, and you ain't got nothing. But when you have things you got to give up, you get a mortgage.
Yes.
I guess I can make it. But we want to be like this from day one, the same thing when you've gotten all these accumulations and say, no, I can't do that. Then you could have it all back. That's what God's looking for. It's easy to say, but can you do it? Like I say, when you ain't got nothing, you want to give somebody a shirt off your back, but get 4 or 5 shirts and you can't loan them a penny. Different when you got it. Before you got it, oh, if I had it, I'll give you this. Say, if I had a house pastor, I'd have the saints over all the time. I'd fix for all the saints. I'd cook for all of them all the time, making all these vows because you tell God, give me a house. But yet you have an apartment or a house now and ain't nobody ever been over there. How does that work like that? That's just imagination. Let me give you that, make you feel like you're doing something. Oh, pastor, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. All these big ados. But in the end, you don't do it. That's the course of the world. But in God, that's a vow. But you got people talking like that all day long in these churches. I'm going to do so-and-so and never do anything. And say, God know my heart. Yeah, I know it too by your action. You can't talk like that. That's carnal. That's the course of the world talk like that. That's the course of the world. Somebody said, meet me tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I said, okay. And then they don't show up and say, what happened? I had to work. Why didn't you call me? Well, I shouldn't have had to work. That's carnal. They don't understand what's supposed to be back and forth. You know, if you weren't going to be here, you should have told me. I showed up here on the hill and nobody here but me. Yeah, but I had to work. Could you call me? Pastor, I told you I had to work. What kind of communication is that? Right? Does that sound familiar to anybody in here? If it does, take care of it later on. But I'm just saying. Guess what happened? Okay, read.
Ye observe days and months and times and years.
What?
I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in
vain. In other words, we've labored to get you out of this course of the world, get your mind out of these traditions.
Yes.
You're going right back into it.
Yes.
Just because your relative's out of town, you want to leave the service and frolic around for half a day at this land and go back tomorrow on Sunday. Put God's service aside, because maybe God's got to tell you something that's going to be important to your life.
Yes.
But no cousin have come from the Appalachians. They've come in a whole brood. All of those. Okay. And you want to leave service early. You don't want to be fellowshipping, because you got to get with something that don't care nothing about God. That's not wise. All right, what are we reading?
12 first, Pastor.
Go ahead.
Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am.
Be like us. Now, if you don't be like us, fine, but don't ridicule us because we want to be holy. What's wrong with being holy? Right? What's wrong with being stirred up for God? What's wrong with that? But when you get stirred or quickened, they say, well, you know what, you want to argue. Well, I'm just being fervent about what I believe in. What's wrong with that? That's what God wants, some passion. God said, I wish you to do it hot or cold, not just lukewarm. You got something to get along with it, get with everything. Whatever the doctrine is, amen. God ain't like that. Okay, let's go to, what are you reading?
Let's see, 12th verse still, Pastor?
Read.
Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. Ye have not injured me at all.
St. John 6:27, let's go there. We want to be quickened and stay quickened, stirred to do what God has called us to do. St. John 6:27, what does it say?
Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life.
We don't want to labor for the flesh and for things we see. Labor for eternal life, things you can't see. Isn't that beautiful? What?
Which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed.
Isn't that beautiful? So you say, well, Pastor, when you going to seal me? Pastor, can you seal me? If you have to ask that, you're in the wrong place. We all here to be sealed, right? Read.
Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God?
What?
Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent.
In other words, be inspired. Be stirred, be quickened by the one that God sent. Let those words and believing those words be your work, because that's what it is. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to the 50th verse. What does it say? 47.
Verily, verily.
No, excuse me. Yeah. 32. Read 32.
32, yes. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven.
All they thought about was natural. Because that's what a carnal mind only understands natural. But you have to be a spiritual mind to believe what you don't really understand. And most of us understand God. We do, because we've all experienced God. We really have. If nothing else but through the power of that devil, which God gave him. We've experienced there is a power. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
But my Father giveth you that the true bread from heaven.
What?
For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven.
Now that's the bread of God. Didn't tell you that? He that cometh down from heaven. Now, a carnal mind think, well, Jesus, he came and swooped down and took on a body, came into a womb. That was not what it was talking about. He that cometh down from heaven is the one God sent. That's right. It. Anytime you sit from God, you come from heaven. That's the bread. Now, if you understand that, you wouldn't be afraid to say, I'm the bread of heaven. You wouldn't be afraid to say that. That's kind of bold to say that. But if you understand, that's what it's saying. Yes. What makes God's anointed the bread is because they're bringing you the bread. They're not the bread, but they're one with it. So that makes them the bread. Read it again. What did it say?
For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven.
Now, wait a minute. Moses really was the bread, but they were looking at what he provided. He was really the bread of heaven. But what?
And giveth life unto the world.
Because you give life when you bring the commandments. That's our life, right?
Yes.
That's what quickens us.
Yes.
Let's go to the 50th verse, was 47th verse.
47, yes, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life.
You got it. If you believe in this way, you have it.
Beautiful.
Now, don't say you believe in the way and you're not doing it, because if you're not doing it, you don't believe in it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What does the 50th verse say?
This is the bread which cometh down from heaven.
What?
That a man may eat thereof and not die.
What?
I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
Isn't that beautiful? Live forever.
Beautiful.
And I thought everybody thought it was the tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means the tree of life and the bread is the same.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? Because both produce life.
Yes.
Read.
And the bread that I will give is my flesh,
mm-hmm.
which I will give.
In other
give.
Words, the bread he was giving was the example he portrayed when he was here, the way he walked.
Yes.
That was the flesh. We need to eat the way he walked. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's how you eat somebody's flesh, by mimicking what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Yes.
Which I will give for the life of the world.
What?
The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?
How carnal is that?
All right. Yes.
Now, I know it's kind of is jovial, but in many things we act the same way. We have to be mindful of how we entreat knowledge. Let's go to Ephesians 2:1. Let's read that again.
Yes.
So, Pastor, why do you keep going back there? Because we ain't in no hurry.
Okay.
We ain't in no hurry. We'll be right here if y'all want to come by and visit us. We'll be right here. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. 2:1 says what?
And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at the www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.